I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part 2 of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week I am joined by fucking internet sensation and downright phenomenon. It is lad baby mom. But like, I'm just calling you Rocks. Is that all right?
Oh yeah, call you Rocks. But again, I can't handle that lovely intro.
You're so modest. I can't cope with you. Just embrace it, mate.
It's annoying, isn't it?
No, I love it. It's really endearing. It's really lush. Right, I want to play a little quick game of true or false with you.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Then. Yeah, I'm well up for this. I love games like this.
Okay, ready? Your fella, right, is it true or false? Your fella is 6'8".
True?
Fuck off. I thought that was definitely false.
6'8", size 15 feet. And
oh, you are. No wonder you're a positive lass.
Stop. Everyone thinks I'm like short in videos, but it's actually Mark's 6'8". I'm national average. I'm 5'6".
5'6". I tell everyone I'm 5'6". I'm not. I'm 5'5". I think I'm shrinking a little bit, but so I can get, that is, so he's a lot taller than you.
Yeah, he has the duck and door frames, you know, the usual showers to shower his, like, unless they're like
He hasn't had a wet head since the 80s.
Okay, next.
Well, I really thought that was a false, so I'm really surprised.
It's true.
Learn something new every day, Pat. Yep. Right, next one. You guys have a Greggs black card. True or false?
Well, it's sort of true. Okay. We have Ed Sheeran's Greggs black card.
Is it a loaner or was it a gift?
Ed Sheeran gave it to Mark for a Christmas present.
So it's a gift. It's yours now.
Well, yeah, it's downstairs. Basically, Ed Sheeran... Mark has never been given... Greggs do a black card, which is unlimited Greggs every year.
Yeah.
And they give them out to people, and they've never given Mark one.
Was he gutted? Was he really upset?
He's just like, what have I done? What's wrong with me? Like,
what more can I do?
They're 80, but they're £1, saying, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And then Ed came... We were filming with Ed at Christmas, and he went... I've just got to give this to you, Mark. I don't want you to be upset. Here we go. And he went, Merry Christmas. And he was like, you have my Greggs black card. I don't want it. It's yours. You deserve it more than me. You do more for sausage rolls than the nation. Oh, bless. It was the best thing. Mark was like...
Mark cried for 2 days over that.
It's like a metal black card with Ed Sheeran engraved in it.
So, all right, has Mark ever, because honestly, has Mark ever gone to use it and people been like, you're not fucking Ed Sheeran, mate, and denied him a sausage roll?
Well, this is the thing, right? So Mark posted the video of Ed and Greggs messaged him and said, that's not your Greggs card. It's not actually a black card. They don't actually exist. They do. That basically, if he went on tour, they'd give him one. Mark's like, I'm not an actual real musician. So Mark's now considering doing a sausage roll tour just so he can have a great...
I've never heard more motivation that I can get behind more than the pursuit of a Greggs black card. Like, one year they sent me something in the post and it's like a big Greggs hamper. Because, like, I'm from the north, mate, home of Greggs, like, northeast. Like, it It's Grace's like
life.
Yeah. 110%. The first one opened was like on my high street ever. Like,
amazing.
I cut me open and I bleed like cheese and onion pasty. Like, I swear, I'm a big fan. So like, obviously, when I found out they were doing these Greg's cards, I was like, aye. Like, how do I get myself one of these? And I got sent a big hamper one, yeah, and it had a Greg's card in it, and I was like, oh my
god, this is it.
Yeah, I thought I've made it. You know,
you're at your peak.
Yeah, fuck you, Ed Sheeran. Like, I've made it. So I'm going in like walloping, like, you know, cheese pasties, sausage rolls, like tuna sandwiches on the Greg's card, like even getting some of them yum yums and donuts, and just feeling like William Large Penis, right? And I even was like lending it to Erkan, and Erkan was like feeling like the big dick as well. And then one day Erkan just rang us and he's like, Vic. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know your Greg's card? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's not Greg's card, it's a gift card. They just put some money on it for you. You've got to top it up.
You donut. It's quality.
So he'd been standing there like, you know, Billy Big Dick in the middle of Greg's thinking, just getting a free pasty on me bird's card. And he just got the knock back from Greg's. Had to go and top off his card. He was so upset with us. I was so upset.
£100 gift card go far, Greg's, you know.
Ooh, I think it was 50 quid, actually, but we made it last, mate.
Wow.
We made it last, and honestly. So, yeah, so I'm in desperate pursuit of that. So maybe I'll go on tour this podcast as well.
We do have an Ed Sheeran black card, yes. We do have one.
May as well just frame it if you're not going to get pasties.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
We've done it.
Done.
Next one. Oh, so we've got two truths there. I like that. Okay. Next one. You've raised over £1 million for charity.
Yes. Yes. I think it's 1.2 before Christmas. I reckon it's probably now about 1.4, 1.5 maybe. But until you find out the figures, because streaming and things, it's definitely 1.2 million, yeah, for the food banks in the UK.
That's absolutely incredible. And you do a lot of work for food banks and stuff, but also the Trussell Trust is like
Mark and I, when we set up social media, we were all like, we always want to give back. Like, we remember when I used to have a budget of like 20 quid a week and I used to have to get nappies and we wouldn't eat sometimes and things. And our family, luckily, were able to support us. But my mum used to, she volunteered at a food bank and said, why don't you give the money to the songs, to the food bank? I was like, yeah, great idea. So we've always given 100% profits to the food bank. And even like when we bought out crisps and everything we do now, even the book, we supported kind of not food banks. We supported the Literacy Trust for Children. I always believe in giving back. I never forget where I came from. I feel that there's a lot of people online that are just not doing
for themselves.
That.
Yeah.
And actually, it's really important to give back to your community. It's really important to, I find like giving and kindness, like it's just, it just goes further, mm-hmm. I think. And
it does.
I've had nurses and doctors, I've had people around the world say to me, I've been living on food banks, thank you for that. And, you know, and it's not even about that actually. I don't do it for that. It just, I feel like you should really support people that need to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we do what we do.
You're so lovely. I could just cry.
Oh, don't cry. Let me cry.
Oh, no, I really love you. My life coach always says, Bill, who was ringing us now, bless him. He always says, like, if you have a platform and if you are lucky enough to be able to, like, reach a lot of people or do something worthwhile, like, you have to pay it forward. You have to pay your blessings forward. And, like, I always endeavour, like, to, you know, I'm constantly getting signed up for things. Like, I lost a fucking toe doing a charity trek about 5 years ago, mate. It's only just grown back. I'm like, turns out I'm like a starfish. I like regenerate. Yeah. But I pulled the top off once, like the top of my toe. And there was just this other little tiny toe growing underneath it, kind of like a Russian nesting doll. Yeah.
What?
I know. Honestly, I'm a medical marvel, mate.
Wonderful.
But yeah, I'm always getting signed up for these mad things, but like, I just think, what's the point in being fortunate or having this luck that's come your way or working hard and making it happen for yourself if you're not going to do anything for anyone else either?
Well, I do, like, so even like brand deals and things like that, like if you ever work people, I turn down a lot of things, and but brands and things that want to work, like for instance, like if food brands come to me or something, I'll go, I'll work with you, but you've got to donate 20,000 to this, or you 20,000 like washing machine tabs to this, or Weetabix, donate 20,000 breakfasts to kids and I'll work with you.
I feel like you have I have more of a responsibility to ask corporations and people. I'm up for working with companies that go, yeah, I want to do some good in my community, because that's the right thing to do, I think.
That's who you are. Like, honestly, Lassie, I did a couple of years ago when the pandemic was bobbling out and it was raging, when it was, like, just started and we got told, like, the army was going to come and, like, hose all down in tanks if we were out on the street for more than an hour. Do you remember all that? And we were getting all those horrible images of old people looking at, like, empty ransacked shelves, and it was heartbreaking. So I started this isolation care package project where, like, every week me and my friends would get together in this warehouse and build, like, put together packages for, like, vulnerable and old people in certain communities. And it became the barometer for how I viewed brands, whether which ones wanted to take part or not. And it left a horrible taste in my mouth about certain brands who wouldn't get involved. Yeah. And you know, they've all got their excuses, and some of them might have been very valid and they might have been supporting other things. But you're telling me, like, it got to me. It really got to us. And so now, like, I buy Hovis bread religiously because they were on board every week, 800 loaves, never let us down. Tyrrell's crisps, they sent me so many when I reached out initially that we were still using their crisps 3 months down the line. Like, these big brands that just got behind my little charity, like, it just made so much difference to me.
You can't just have the communities doing stuff. There's kids that message me and Mark saying, I saved up my pocket money and I went to the supermarket and I bought some advent calendars for children so that they've got, you know, the Trestle Trust works really inspired me and my family. And I'm like, that's incredible, but you can't have corporations
not doing anything,
doing stuff and then not have this. So for me, I think it is really crucial to just, you could, even if you can't give, you can give time, you can give thought, you can give kindness, you can give. Most of the great things in life are actually free. Yeah. Ain't that the truest song there ever is? And that is true. That is, like, the truest thing. Some people are just lonely or need food or just haven't got any ambition or genuinely are having a really awful time and they just need someone else to go, you know, I'm here. And that 9 times out of 10 is the reality of most people's day.
I think you have to, again, understand, like, by doing what you're doing and, like, you're the light you're, like, encouraging other people to shine as well. And it is just really nice. So another just well done you, I suppose. I'm falling in love with you more as this podcast goes on.
Oh, don't.
Right, mate. Next one. True or false? Ooh. Next on your wish list for your big Christmas collabs is none other than Stormzy.
Oh my God.
You're after the big dog.
Because my body's on fire. Do you know what? Stormzy's coming to Nottingham soon, and I'm literally like, I'm going to be out there like, woohoo, Stormzy. Yeah, I love him. And he's gone off social.
Just chuck sausage rolls at a man. He'll sharp get the end of the stick.
I love him. I love everything about that boy. But he's gone off social media, I know. But honestly, I'd be terrible at trying to do the glorious job that he does, but yeah, that is him or Adele.
Oh yeah, him. Hi lass, I can see you with either of them. Adele's so normal, isn't she?
I mean, I have never encountered Adele.
No,
to be
me
fair.
Neither. This is just my idea of her and, like, my head that I've created. Like, I just feel like she's really, obviously with all of her money and all of her Grammys and all of her fame and all the rest of it, I still just feel like she's super normal. Like, I heard this story once, and it was, she got asked to sing at Kate Middleton and Prince William's wedding. And she just was like, oh, what day is it? And they told her the day, and she went, oh, I've got a friend's barbecue that day. I just can't come. And I've held on to that ever since, because that's the image of Adele in my head I want to have. That's who she is. Nah, sorry.
Most of the big stars are like, I met Elton at Christmas, and he was just like, hello, Roxanne, how are you? Like, he's the most glorious man.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll have a sausage roll. And he ate the whole thing.
Did he?
Went, oh, did you make that? I was like, no, it's from Greg's. And he was like, whoa, wonderful. That was wonderful.
I nabbed one for 10 years, he went.
That's what he said. Fuck. Do you know what, all that money and he couldn't get himself a sausage roll? Pull that
well, cord. I don't know. He's, you know, he's 75, isn't he?
Getting on
he's
now.
He's an older man, yeah.
I have this vision of him smelling really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Does he smell like, really
all,
nice?
All the wonderfulness of, you know, like them posh shops, like Selfridges, yeah. Smells like that.
Just smells like money.
No! Smells like fancy cologne.
Right.
He's not so, on a Hugo Boss on a daily.
A little Paco Rabanne number.
Oh, my God, Paco Rabanne. Yes.
I used to love it back in the day. Old, I reckon, if anything, Elton's going to be an Old Spice fella.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He's not a Versace jeans kind of guy.
Nah, blue jeans.
From the tin.
I'm on... right, okay, next one. Last one. True or false? You've so far all trues. I had no idea what's going to work out this way. Last one. I heard a rumour that you don't even really like sausage rolls.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I love them, but I look at them and then I literally look like one. So... I have to limit my intake because genuinely I will end up being a sausage roll for life. Mark has them on a weekly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, oh no, I do like them. Yeah. There are some that I don't like.
Is there?
You have to get the ratio of meat to pastry.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fine art is producing a good sausage roll.
I don't have them as much as Mark. I won't lie.
I can't, I'm not surprised though. He's got like 6'8" of human to fill. Like he can have a lot of sausage rolls.
I'm a cake girl. Straight up cake. Yeah.
Oh, I've got such a sweet tooth. I like a donut. I like them iced fingers that they've got like the whipped cream in the centre of and the pink on the top. That's a blinding treat.
Do you know the most devastating day of my life was when they stopped doing Tottenham cake? Do you remember the sponge cake with the pink? What? Where's that gone? COVID. Mate,
was
that ruined
was it,
my life.
Was it caught? Did COVID take that from her?
I said to the woman, where's the Tottenham cake gone? She went, COVID.
No, people have got, like, I'm sorry, people have got too used to using that as an excuse. Like, that's not that? Relevant there.
I was like, why is the pink sponge with the icing gone? Because of COVID? Like, is that a thing? I think she's just telling me to lay off the cake, to be fair, but oh, I weren't having none of it. I was like, you let me know. And it's back in, all right?
She's, I feel like, I'm sorry, I'll blame COVID for a lot of stuff, but she's taking the piss there on the
Tottenham
cake.
Okay. I was like, what?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mate, you have joined the infamous ranks of... Well, thank you very much for playing the game, first of all. But secondly, you have joined the infamous ranks of two of the biggest and most notorious British bands of all time. The Beatles and the Spice Girls. You've got four consecutive Christmas number ones, rocks.
Oh, no.
Like,
what? That's good.
There's got to be a moment where you look at yourself and just pinch yourself and be like,
"What happened?
This is my life, mate." Like,
yeah.
What's been the biggest moment for you where you've just thought, "Shit, I've made it"? Or like the most surreal situation you've ever been in. I can imagine being with like Elton John and Ed Sheeran and loads of sausage rolls is pretty up there.
Writing the song. So me and Mark write all the songs. We do everything. We manage it all. We basically said to Ed and Elton, look, this is what we want to do. And then they were like, yeah, sure. But we had
so
to go
amiable. I love that.
Oh no, they're wonderful. Yeah. But we had to go meet Ed Sheeran. And I was like, what do you wear to meet Ed Sheeran? Mark's like, just chill. Just be you. I was like, like little girl. And we met him in this hotel. And do you know what? Like, it was like the pre-match build-up of meeting Ed Sheeran was pretty epic.
Intense.
And Elton John. But when he walked in, he was like, you're all right, Rox! And just hugged me. And I was like, oh, all right, yeah, okay, cool. And then he just was like, right, yeah. And I said, oh, you know, these are the words that Mark was like, these are the words, Ed Sheeran. And then
that's got to be like, nerve-wracking, though.
Yeah, but the best bit was when he turned to Mark and went, so Mark, should we sing along together? Now, Mark is like, he says to me, Ross, I can't sing. Don't leave me hanging, right? So Ed Sheeran's going to him, come on, we'll sing together. And he's like, yeah, sure. So he starts going, you know, he starts singing the song.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in the room with Ed Sheeran. Like, it's like a little concert, really. And then Mark's
jamming.
When I panic, I just sort of go mute. And I just started doing this.
Just a little swing.
Like, are you okay? I was like, I'm freaked out. And then Mark went, Ed, I've got a voice for the football terrace. So there's only a football chant voice like this, and it's like, come on, sing along. And they started singing together, and it was just like the most surreal. Like, oh, okay, maybe this is a thing now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That was probably the moment that I thought this isn't normal.
But was it beautiful though? Like, did you actually just think, like, shit, we're making so much money for charity here, and I'm working with two of the biggest legends in the biz? Like, after everything everyone said I wasn't capable of, look at me now.
Yeah, and do you know what? Everyone goes, oh, they just jumped on it for this and that. They actually didn't. Like, no one knows what those guys gave, for one, and whether they wanted to remain, you know, no one knows what they donated personally. Yes. And the guys were amazing. They were well on board and like, what can we do? How can we help? How can we pay for this and do this? And, you know, that's really decent. They've got amazing careers and they're singing about a sausage roll. Like, people have to realise, like, I get it. The credibility for them could have been terrible, but it didn't, and it was amazing, and it raised so much more. For even the awareness of the charity just went out of this world. So yeah, to prove people wrong, especially in the music industry, in every industry that we face, that I didn't think I'd ever be in these industries, to be honest. Social media gets a lot of stick for, like, you know, oh, we're not skilled, we're not talented, we're not this and that. And actually, it's really lovely to do it with my best mate, Mark, and for me and him to just power on and create stuff that makes us happy and makes people happy and actually fuels a lot of the charities of the UK is glorious, actually. I silently sit here and think, oh, yeah, I've overcome that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I absolutely do. And, like, before I let you go, Rox, like, here at Vicky Patterson's Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a secret to, a takeaway. Listening to you talk, like, I find you so inspirational. And there's been so many times in my life, Rox, as well, where nobody's thought I could do it either, you know? Like, the transition from Geordie Shore to mainstream TV, everyone told us I was barking up the wrong tree. Everyone told us it wasn't going to happen. Like, moving myself into a space that, as an author, like, I was told that was impossible for someone like me as well. I've always taken a bit of pride in proving people wrong and showing them what I'm capable of. But you've taken that, mate, to the next level. And I want to know what your secret is to proving people wrong.
The secret to proving people wrong, I think, from my point of view, is not caring what people think and actually not listening to what people tell me I should be or do. You know, when people go, no, it's not done like that, I just think, oh, how outdated are you? How how I'm like, you can't tell me that. I just don't believe the first answer that people give me is the truth. Like, until I prove them wrong, then I'll be wrong. But like, if I can push on through that, and if anyone tells you can't do something, you shouldn't be something, you shouldn't be here, you don't belong in this world. Well, I mean, I would literally stand up and walk away from that energy, and I would go, I am just going to not even talk about it. I'm not going to put it out in the air. I'm just going to work very, very calmly on this and prove them wrong. And if it doesn't work, then they're right. But it doesn't mean that I can't go on to do other things. And, you know, I think with a community and people behind you and everything like that, you can do great things, but don't do them without taking other people with you. You have to. You have to believe in yourself. You have to evolve. You have to be that person you are every day and keep changing, keep evolving, keep being who you want to be. No one is born and knows any form of emotion, love, confidence, energy, passion, nothing. You have to find that yourself. And you go through all of these things to get there. And when you get there, it's bloody brilliant. But it ain't easy getting there. It's really hard and you do want to give up. But usually bang on a bit of music, eat a bit of cake and you're sorted. So, eat cake and dance about. That's how you prove people wrong.
Eat cake, dance about, and never stop believing in yourself.
Never.
It's been an absolute pleasure today, mate. Thank you so much for coming on.
I love you too much.
No, honestly, you are like, you are one of our most requested and have been for ages. And I always knew we were busy, but thank you for taking the time, lass. Like, you deserve every success that's coming your way. And I can't wait to see what you achieve and who you help in the process.
I think we need to go and hug soon.
I want to have a hug, and I want to have like a cocktail and a sausage roll.
Cocktail, a hug, a bit of cake and a cry. I reckon that's a good day out.
Oh,
for
mate,
us.
Honestly, you just literally said like my ideal day. So let's get a date in the diary.
Okay, I'm coming.
Well, guys, what an episode. With Lad Baby Mum, Roxanne, whatever you want to call her, just what a woman. I do consider myself to be so lucky to chat to all of these amazing people week in, week out, and learn something and hear their secrets. But this week, I've got to be dead honest, like, she made me want to be a better person. She made me want to do more. I always thought I was doing me bit for charity and helping where I could, but yeah, she sparked something in me there that made me want to be better. And I'm really grateful to her for that. And I hope it had the same effect on you guys. I hope you took something away from it. She's inspirational. And I use that word a lot. I feel like I'm very fortunate to talk to as many special people as I do on this podcast. But I truly meant it there. What an incredible woman. I wish her the best of luck with absolutely everything. If you love Rox, you know where you can find her. Lad Baby Mum on Instagram, Lad Baby Official is her partner Mark. They have a YouTube channel. Her clothes, I've just found her in the Style Range, are now selling in George. You can support those guys in any way you want. And I really recommend you do. What a lovely family. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. If you're loving the podcast, please do all of the podcasty things. Tell your mates, leave a review. And I hope you have a really great week. The week you guys deserve. Loads of love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.